This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most football talk in town. And we've got a really cool story developing this season in Charlottesville, and that is the UVA football team off to a 5-1 start. The Cardiac Cavs have won the last two games in overtime, a top 10 win over Florida State, and a big win at Louisville. Now has the Cavs set up, tied for first in the ACC and number 18 ranked overall. Joining us right now from Who's Talking, as you can hear Mondays on 910 The Fan alongside Jim Hobgood, it's Frank Maloney.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
About to put some energy into this show.
Come How about on. The Who's, man?
Let's pick it up. Hey, listen, the ACC is not dead yet, and UVA has new life.
You know, you're certainly right about that with Georgia Tech being ranked, Virginia being ranked, and Miami.
Miami is kicking everybody's teeth in.
I know, and yet I would not be shocked if they blow it before the end of the season, and maybe even tonight against Louisville.
You know, this is a dangerous game. In the betting world, they call this a trap game. Louisville's getting 13.5 points, and I don't gamble, and I don't recommend that anybody gambles, but that looks awfully juicy.
Oh, it really does, and you just never know what to expect on Friday night with college football, as seen a few weeks ago for what took place at Scott Stadium. Let's get to the Who's, though, who are hosting Washington State. Now, Washington State just played one of the best games of their season last week against Ole Miss.
You know, it's a crazy game. I did some digging out of curiosity because I thought that three-point margin of victory by Ole Miss at home seemed – there was something suspicious about that. So Washington State replaced their quarterback, you know, a game and a half ago, and this quarterback that's in there now is showing signs of life, and he's inspiring their offense. He's not Doug Flutie. You don't hear music, and there's not some halo around him. Don't expect him to do it again. Coming all the way across the country again. I just think it's asking too much of anybody.
Yeah, no, the travel's been hard for them. And the story of the season for the Cardiac Cavs has been the play of Chandler Morse, but I think Jamari Taylor deserves more credit.
Well, I met Jamari Taylor at the beginning of the season, just before the Coastal Carolina game. And the first thing I noticed is he is all muscle. Mm-hmm. The guy is a human muscle, and he's 5'9", like 215. He fears no one.
Yeah.
Because nobody has leverage on him. He's hitting people below where they want to be hit, and they hate it.
And he's bouncing off tackles. 5.1 yards per carry this season for Jamari Taylor.
He, you know what, and I'll tell you something. It has inspired Xavier Brown, number 20, to play better. And Brown is running with a fearlessness that we have not seen until this year. And they're a great tandem because Brown wants to break off on a 30-yard run. And he's running like Eric Dickerson at the hole. Taylor is hitting the hole, but Taylor is also under control. And the two are a nice complement.
Defensively, Virginia is now top 20 defensively on third down, allowing opponents to only convert 28% of the time. They're getting off the field defensively. It's like a bend but don't break.
Well, and they also are getting better late in games when the possessions determine the outcome.
Yeah.
I don't know what causes that. I think there are defensive specialists and defensive coaches out there that can tell you why certain teams can do this. But the return of Cam Robinson cannot be underestimated. The comfort that Mitchell Melton now has is on the edge. The surprising results by that other end, Rickert, Daniel Rickert, who they found at some little teeny school. Nobody even knew who he was. Undersized, 6'3". It says here he's 247. I think we showed up Virginia, he was like 215. The guy is in the backfield disrupting plays. He came from somewhere in Tennessee. And I'm going to flat out tell you, between those two and also the tall, skinny defensive end, 6'7", Fisher Kamak, who they got from out west, they're doing a lot of things right. I also like Kazim Moore. Kazim Moore is playing well. In fact, the whole defensive line is playing better. And, you know, Jason Hammond, Hunter Osborne, you know, Jameer Carter, Anthony Britton. What's happening is teams, there is no weak link. So they try the left side, you know, the running back gets clobbered. They try the right side, he gets clobbered. They drop back on third down, and all of a sudden there's some guy they've never heard of in the face of the quarterback. And by the way, the number of pressures and sacks and, you know, contact is way up on other teams' quarterbacks. And let me tell you something, the best friend of every DB in college football and pro football is a good pass rush.
We are here with Frank Maloney from Who's Talking, which you can hear Mondays here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. What do you have to say about the job Tony Elliott has done this season?
You know, I think what he did before the season began cannot be underestimated. What he did by helping to keep his staff intact, not panicking, because everybody knew going into the season he was on the hot seat.
Yeah.
I think the success they had in the off season, in the spring and summer, in terms of finding players that could play in the system and wanted to be at UVA, it's two big things. And almost all of them are successful. They're all playing, they're all contributing, and if you listen to their quotes and their comments, all these players are happy.
Yeah.
Now, winning will do that, but it's something else. They were like this at the end of summer. They knew what they had in front of them.
Yeah, and you know, you have to talk about the influx of money into the football program, but also, you know, the environment and the education they're getting at Virginia. I think a lot of these guys really feel like they've made the right decision to come to UVA. So I want to know, I mean, how big are you dreaming right now at 5-1?
Well, see, I don't do that.
Oh, come on now.
I haven't
dreamed of a college football playoff appearance. You haven't looked up the tickets to see what it would cost.
No.
Air flights and none of that.
That's putting the cart before the horse. Here's how I've looked at this season. And by the way, I predicted before the season began, Virginia was a 7-8 win team.
Yeah, but every blind squirrel finds a nut.
No. 7-8 wins. I said, however, if they stay healthy, I could see this team winning 9. All right, I have adjusted that during the season. 10 wins is certainly reasonable.
They have six games left,
yep,
plus a bowl game. They're sitting at 5-1. But more importantly, it's 3-0 in the ACC. And that's why this is such a weird game and what a lot of people would consider a trap game, because this is a non-conference game right in the heart of your conference schedule.
I don't think the Virginia players look at it like that at all. I think they look at this as the beginning of the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. They know what they have in front of them. And I think every player and every coach on the team and every administrative staffer and every single trainer, they know how important each win is from now on. And that's what really matters.
And it helps you avoid the trap game, given the fact it's off of a bye. So you've had extra time to prepare.
Right. And by the way, Tony Elliott, hint, hint, has always won the week after a bye.
Is that his secret sauce?
Yeah. Apparently, he plays for these bye weeks. Looking at the ACC standings, Miami is 5-0, 1-0 in the conference. Big game tonight. Can they get past Louisville? Louisville is angry because they lost a home game to Virginia, and they've been beating Virginia until last week. Georgia Tech is 6-0, 3-0. Georgia Tech is playing Duke, and believe it or not, this is crazy to me. Georgia Tech is hosting this game in Atlanta, but Duke is favored by 1.5 points. What is that about?
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't bet against Haynes King. Have you watched him this year?
He's got to be in the Heisman conversation.
The dude can play. After this game, they have to start mentioning him.
I mean, he is such a gamer, and that's why this – it's so weird, but Duke is becoming the big game for UVA.
Yep.
It's the big game for Georgia Tech.
And how did that happen? You know,
I mean, overnight, basically.
Carolina fans are beside themselves.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and the media down there is just roasting the coaching staff and the administration down there. And, you know, these votes of confidence for Belichick are hilarious. He just got there. Did they really think Rome could be built in one day? I said before the season started, I thought if they left Belichick alone, eventually he would build them back into a winner. Then he would turn over the reins to maybe his son and some others there, and Carolina was going to be happy with this, because I think Carolina was thinking out of the box. I give him credit for that. I just think the media down there has been drinking some bad medicine.
Well, he has hurt himself with his 24-year-old distraction in his girlfriend.
Well, I'm not going to dive into the tabloids. I do know this, and I find this to be very puzzling. Belichick was dating a beautiful 60-year-old out on Cape Cod for years. They were allegedly very happy. Then he takes a plane trip down south, and he meets a 24-year-old woman who he has no business involving himself with. And this makes me wonder, has Belichick lost it? Like, has he just checked out? Like, well, if they're going to pay me $10 million, I'll go coach.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's significant.
You have to wonder.
It's going to be very interesting to see if he lasts, if he even lasts the full season or if he lasts multiple seasons at UNC. We're going to go around the ACC. I want to get your take on SMU. Takes on maybe a Cade Klubnik-less Clemson team this week. And SMU still not to lose an ACC conference game yet here almost two seasons into Rhett Lashley's time in the ACC.
Clemson's favored by 9.5, but don't believe it. SMU has not lost ACC games.
Yeah.
That quarterback for SMU,
Kevin Jennings,
apparently he thinks he's supposed to win the Heisman.
I know. I called him Lamar Jackson Light when we were at ACC kickoff, but he's thrown six interceptions. Made it very difficult for me to see him being a Heisman candidate. We're going to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free. Anywhere you get your apps at, it's AUDACY. AUDACY gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. You can hear Who's Talking Mondays here on 910 The Fan. Joining us right now from Who's Talking, it is Frank Maloney. And there are so many good college football games this weekend.
You know, sometimes the stars align. And if you're not paying attention this weekend to what's happening in the NCAA football scene, you're crazy. I mean, I can't believe these games. Miami hosting Louisville. Ole Miss is at Georgia.
Yeah.
OMG, Ole Miss is 6-0. I don't think they've ever been 6-0 going into the Hedges.
You've got to give Lane Kiffin credit for the way he has, you know, taken that program and elevated it.
Oh, no question. Alabama.
And look at this. Yes. Like, his superstar quarterback last year, Jackson Dart, playing for the Giants.
And playing well.
Yeah, and he just replaced him, and now they're even better than they were last year.
Well, you've also got number 6 Alabama hosting number 11 Tennessee. Now, I don't know about you boys, but that's going to be a Donnybrook. Georgia Tech hosts Duke. What a great – I think it's going to be a fierce game. Georgia Tech is number 12 in the polls. Brigham Young, number 15, is 6-0, and they're hosting number 23 Utah State. That's 5-1.
Bear Bachmeyer has been awesome this year, quarterback.
That's a sneaky good game. Here's some more. North Carolina is at Cal. Notre Dame is hosting USC.
And let me tell you, Frank, why I love that matchup so much.
Yep.
Is that with the 12-team college football playoffs, both those teams are still alive.
Mm.
Both those teams are very much still alive, and yet it does feel like the loser could be eliminated, right? And it heightens every game.
Southern Cal needs this win more than Notre Dame does.
Yep.
But Notre Dame has two losses, so maybe that's debatable. Notre Dame is giving 9.5 points. That also seems like a head-scratcher to me.
Well, I think they're one of the best teams in the country. They just have played an unbelievably difficult schedule.
Yes.
Yes, they lost two games, to Miami and to Texas A&M. Yep. Look where those two teams are right now.
Hey, that's why you play them. I find Southern Cal to be fascinating in that they've got a bunch of running backs, but number 30, who's a true freshman, I forget his name, that guy can run. Oh, my. He has extra gears.
Mm-hmm.
He got out in the open last weekend, and I said to somebody I was talking on the telephone watching the game, I said, this guy's gone again. Here he goes.
His name is King Miller. He's already ran for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns this season on only 28 carries.
He's got like a twin brother of the team who plays line, and they kept zooming in on his brother who was laughing and slapping all his brothers on the line, on the sidelines. Look out for number 30. He's the real deal.
Absolutely. I wanted to get your opinion quickly here on some of the coaching vacancies.
Whoa.
Like Penn State, that job is now open with James Franklin being fired last week. Were you surprised that he got fired, or did you see that coming?
I also thought it was a terrible decision. And I'm not surprised.
Because they were in the college football playoff semifinals last year.
Right. And listen, they've been on a relative hot streak, and they just ran into a couple of speed bumps. Why would you do it? I think
unless you believe he lost the locker room.
And you know what I think they lost? They're losing all the recruits.
Well, yeah, that's
they're,
what it... They are
decommitting as we speak.
I think the boosters lost confidence in James Franklin.
And listen, we have said for the last couple of years, this guy can win the games he needed to win, but he wasn't winning the big ones. And a lot of hype surrounding Penn State. But now they've got to explain themselves because they just threw away $49 million in a buyout.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. In this day and age where you're competing on and off the field, $49 million buys a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's a huge mistake. I think they should have allowed him to ride his horses all the way to the end of the season to see if he could recoup. Just like I thought VPI made a mistake by firing Brent Pry so early in the year. You've got to let people finish their season.
I understand Virginia Tech, hey, we've been on the downward slope. Let's get a head start on people, right? Because now you see, right, there's so many other openings now that are maybe better destinations than Blacksburg. But with Penn State, I think it came down to, all right, you lost against Oregon. That's fine. In overtime. UCLA loss is unacceptable. And then you lose to Northwestern. It got to the point now where I think – they felt like you've lost the locker room, you're going to lose the guys we currently have, and you're going to lose the recruits.
Well, I think you can obviously make that argument, and that's what happened at Penn State. The big money people said, enough's enough.
Yeah.
All right. I know that there was chatter before that Northwestern game. He was already realizing his seat went from being chilly to hot.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and once again, it's the guy that was in the college football playoff semifinals last year. Do you think that Texas can rise from the dead here? They are now number 21 in the country.
Right.
Arch Manning is playing much better, and they're coming off of their biggest win of the season against Oklahoma.
So the truth here, and I said this at the beginning of the year, how can you judge essentially a rookie starting quarterback going into the big house in his first game of the new season where he's now the starter? Everybody crucified him. Of course he was nervous. Of course he was missing his throws. But you know what I also said? I said, as the season calms down and he gets his feet under him, look out, he's got a lot of talent. And one thing he's got that a lot of people don't have, he's got a great head for the game. And you watch, he's fast, he has a good arm, but you know what? He's got the mind. He's got that Manning mind. He'll figure it out. And you know what? Texas will just get better and better.
Well, the thing is, and I love the 12-team college football playoffs. At 4-2, most teams, your season's cooked. At 1-1 in the SEC, it does not look good. But the way they've set up their schedule, they have a chance for 3 more top 25 wins. Vanderbilt, Georgia, and then Texas A&M. I'm telling you right now, if Texas ends the season on a six-game win streak with three wins over top 25 teams, even though they have two losses, they're going to be a CFP team.
Darn right. And I resisted cursing out loud. Texas has talent. Give me a break. They got a lot of talent. And there's a reason Arch Manning is one of the most desirable players in college football just not that long ago. Remember, he toured UVA.
So Texas A&M is 6-0.
Yep.
Ole Miss is 6-0.
Yep.
Ohio State hasn't lost. Who's the best team in college football right now?
You know, I think you could make an argument for anybody up there. I'm curious to see how Miami handles things tonight. If they take care of business and they win going away, I think you have to say look out because they have the quarterback. Listen, Carson Beck got a second chance. And really good players, when they get that second chance, they usually grab the bull by the horns and run with it.
Yeah. No, you're certainly right about that. I would like for Miami to stay on this win streak here. How do you think Indiana's season's going to play out? You
know, First off, Cignetti just got the big contract.
Yeah, that was the you're not leaving for Penn State contract, you know, right there. They've got Michigan State this weekend, but they don't have any more top 25 games on their schedule. Could they finish the year 11-0, 12-0?
Well, it's funny. If the former coach at JMU is essentially in the catbird seat. He got paid. He's got a relatively soft schedule. He's built the kind of team that he really likes. His quarterback is not the greatest quarterback.
Right.
But he's okay. He's serviceable.
Now, everybody thought they would lose to Oregon. But when you win that game, and you win like they did, 30-20.
Out there.
They dominated on the ground in that game,
too.
What is
that, Corvallis? I mean, that's crazy. That was crazy. You know, of all the upsets this year, that might be the one where you go, whoa. What happened there?
Yeah, because I don't know if I see them losing a game for the rest of the regular season with Michigan State, UCLA, you know, at Penn State doesn't look nearly as difficult anymore. All right, final thoughts from you, Frank, here on college football games going on this weekend.
Well, this is the part of the season where there are a few pretenders, there's a few contenders, and there's a couple of teams that are just jockeying for the finish line there. They've still got plenty of horse, and they're not worried too much. You know, let's face it, this is a very important weekend for people like Virginia and Duke. If UVA and Duke both win, and Miami win, you can sort of see what happens there. Virginia then has to go to Durham in a couple of weeks and play the Devils down there. And then they're basically an elimination game to see who plays in the ACC title game down in Charlotte in early December against the Hurricanes. And wouldn't that be a great story?
Yeah. And yet, it could be Georgia Tech not losing a game.
Right.
And so how does this work out here? If Georgia Tech's undefeated, Miami's undefeated, Virginia's the unlucky loser?
You know, I haven't really studied Georgia Tech's final five games.
Yeah.
But I don't think Virginia would have a claim in that scenario if Georgia Tech runs the table.
Yeah.
Now, I will also tell you, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it because Virginia is exceeding expectations. This season's schedule was judged to be soft by most analysts. I'm not going to say that because you have to play every game. But let's face it. If Virginia somehow ends up, you know, 11-1 or 10-2, I'm still throwing big parties.
Yeah.
Right? And we're going to go to a good bowl game. And Virginia fans and alumni and the major donors that made it happen can all, you know, finally enjoy football again like they did in 2019 when Bronco kicked some serious beep.
Frank Maloney, mm-hmm. Who's Talking Mondays here on 910 The Fan. Sports Talk on 910 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Frank, thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you very much. Want to make one quick comment. Next Monday's show is a big one. We have sports attorney and old friend and contributor of the show, Vern Inns, joining us to break down everything that's going on in college athletics. But we also have new head basketball coach Ryan Odom making his inaugural debut on Who's Talking. And I can't wait. I just saw the basketball team last week, and I know you're excited about your Rams, but that doesn't come close to what I think Virginia's basketball program is going to do this year. I think they're loaded. And I think Ryan Odom's having a hard time not smiling.
Yeah, well, I had a good time chatting with him last week. Tell him I said hello. That's Frank Maloney. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It is rivalry week here on AWOD Radio as the Commanders face off against their arch rival, the Dallas Cowboys. You're listening to AWOD here on The Fan, and we got Frank Maloney hanging out with us here from Who's Talking. I'm so excited for this game here, and I've been saying all week long, there's no team I'd rather face off against more with our backs against the wall than the Cowboys.
You hate the Cowboys?
I hate the Cowboys.
You don't even know what hate is.
Oh, I don't think
Listen, we had to go through the 70s as old Redskins fans and endure those incredible teams that the Cowpokes had. They used to kick us in the teeth. And finally, the owner of the Skins went out and got George Allen Sr. And George Allen Sr. brought all those old men, and they were like, we hate the Cowboys too. And yet they finally beat the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. I'll never forget Walt Garrison got a handoff and was sneaking through the middle towards the goal line. And air safety was a guy named Houston who grabbed him by the collar. It would have been a horse collar, but he held him straight up, and Garrison was pumping his arms and legs and didn't get in there. The defining moment. Things had changed, and on Monday Night Football, the Skins beat the Cowpokes, and then everything changed, and a few years later, the Skins, guess what? They were in the Super Bowl, remember?
Oh, yeah, so, and had all this success, but to me, the rivalry between the Redskins and the Cowgirls goes back to when I was a kid, and Deion Sanders was just killing us.
God, I hated Deion Sanders.
I hated Deion. I hated Deion, hated Emmitt Smith, hated Troy Aikman. Hated them so much. Michael Irvin couldn't stand
him. Oh, my God. Michael Irvin got away with pass interference on about 50% of his receptions.
Yeah.
The guy ran down 8 yards, shoved the DB, turned around, caught the ball, and then pumped his legs and would get 3 more yards. And I said, why isn't that pass interference?
Now, we've had some positive memories in my lifetime against the Dallas Cowboys. I think the big one everybody brings up is Thanksgiving 2011, when RG3 went and took down the Dallas Cowboys. Alfred Morris ran for 200 yards in that game and had three touchdowns.
Where is Alfred Morris today? He was such a dynamic player.
Well, he moved on over to Dallas and played, I think, the last 3 years of his career
with
the Cowboys, which I couldn't stand. But what's interesting is, in that game, a late-round draft pick comes in and has 200 yards. Sunday, a late-round draft pick in Bill Corey Kroski Merritt, I think could come in and really make a big difference in this game and possibly lead this team to victory with his rushing attack and a defense that can bend but maybe not break.
Yes.
I think it's going to be a race to 35 points, Frank.
It probably will be. This will be, I hate to say it, this is almost the season. It's a little early, and I'm not one to panic, but I am a little concerned. McLaurin's MIA season, as it's being known by many of us, is haunting the team. I think Daniels has done the best he could with what he has. I wish they'd kept Olamide Zaccheaus. He was a great third option.
I wish Jaden Nannen dropped the ball on Monday Night Football with the game on the line.
You can't be perfect.
No, I'm with you on the magnitude of this game, though. If you win, the season is right back on track.
Right.
You're 2-0 in the division.
Right.
You're back above .500.
Right.
You can afford to lose next week to Kansas City, and everything's fine. If you lose this game, it's a 2-game losing streak. You're going to the toughest team in the NFL in the last 10 years in the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's not just that the season's off the rails. It's that, you know, you hit the panic button if you lose this game.
Well, it screams urgency, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
that's what Dan Quinn said to start October. October is urgency month. September's preseason, basically, now.
You know,
October, you got to show a sense of urgency.
You know, last season, did it feel like somebody was bringing you fresh ice cream with your favorite toppings, like, for every game? Because I think all Redskins fans were marveling at how good Daniels was.
Yeah.
Somehow this season, I hate to say it, I feel like I'm going to the dentist.
Feels like someone splashed cold water on us.
There's no Novocaine, and it's tough, and it could change. It could change. You know, the problems that the Eagles are having has somehow softened the blow a little bit.
Well, that's why this game is so important, because it does feel like today the division couldn't be more wide open.
I agree.
With the Eagles' loss and the Cowboys' struggles, they're below 500, and I just don't believe in the Giants at all. But, yeah, I mean, this is it feels like the season.
Well, they got to have this one. I don't think they're going to try any gimmicky plays. This is going to be a game where they say, listen, you know,
we have to dominate in the trenches.
The front five, you have got to make holes.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful that the – you know, the Commanders running backs can get some good yards after contact. You know, I'm hopeful that all the receivers will step up and get open and make catches so that Daniels doesn't have to run for his life.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because of the success of last season, but this year in particular, it feels like every win is a deep exhale, and every loss is, oh my goodness, was last year a fluke?
Well, you know, a couple of players can make the difference. Debo Samuel is a game-breaking stud. I like your new running back, Ja'Cory Kroski.
Bill.
He can play. I was surprised last summer you were talking about him, and I was like, oh, come on, he's a newcomer.
Look, it's been an incredible story, and I gotta say, I didn't think he would be this good.
He's played.
Seventh-round pick, yeah. And that's why you hire Adam Peters. That's why you go out and you get the best young assistant general manager in football. The wins this season have had Adam Peters written all over them. Look at the Chargers win. Mikey Sainersdale, a draft pick, gets the big interception. Jaden comes back. Bill has been really good. They traded for Debo Samuel. They traded for Laremy Tunsil. And so for Washington to win this game against Dallas, I love what Dan Quinn did. He named three Texas boys as the captains for this week, and they're going to need those three guys to step up, and it starts with Von Miller, who's born in Dallas, went to Texas A&M, and he's a future Hall of Famer and a Super Bowl 50 MVP. This could be a Von Miller game, because Lord knows we need better pass rushers.
Well, as I said earlier in the talking about the NCAA games, you know, DBs need help. It's impossible to guard receivers all over the field today. The rules make it too easy for the receiver to get to the ball. If you can get a pass rush going and move that quarterback off his mark, make him back up to his left, throw off his back foot, anything can happen. Zach Ertz has got to have another good game.
Yeah.
I like the other running back.
Jeremy McNichols?
Yes. This is the kind of game where a guy like Jeremy McNichols does something and you go, wow, thank God in the nick of time. So yeah. I'm hopeful. I think this is a game that they can win. Is Dallas going to play lights out? I fully expect the Cowboys to play a great game. Dak Prescott is playing like a man on fire.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this needs to be Washington getting off to a good start, for sure. They cannot score 0 points in the first quarter, go down by double digits, and expect to come back and win this game. I'll give you the keys to victory and pathway to success when we return here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll here in Scott's Edition. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from River City Roll, where I encourage all the listeners to come by for Shucktoberfest tomorrow with the Bart Chucker Band kicking things off at 2 p.m. At 6:30, you've got the Chain Brothers Band. The whole outside will be filled with fun for all, pumpkin painting, games, raffles, a bounce house, face painting, a photo booth, and I love a dog costume contest here at Shucktoberfest. It's an oyster and pig roast with music and fun for all at River City Roll, and the proceeds benefit Fetch a Cure. So that is Saturday at River City Roll. Frank is with us here as we close out the show here on a Commander's Corner with the keys to victory and pathway to success. Frank, this is the most downloaded segment every week. I've got friends that don't ever listen to the show, and then they text me, have you given out the keys to victory yet? I'm going to give them out right now, Frank. Key number one, that's the key to the car, all right? On the road, you need to drive. How do you drive down the field on the road in Dallas? We're talking Jerry's World on Sunday. 50% conversion rate or more on third downs. 50%, that's all I'm asking for. But this season, Washington, is 20 of 60. That is 33% on third downs. 33% on third downs. They're still pretty good on fourth down, 71%. But 33% on third downs? That's not how you sustain drives down the field.
That's Terry McLaurin.
He is a great third down target.
That's also his strength.
Zach Ertz needs to be more involved. Last week they got him involved and got him into the end zone. So first key to victory, 50% conversion rate on third down. Second key. That's the key to the house. You're in their house, like I said, in Jerry's world. To win this key, you have to win the turnover battle. And this offense needs to stop making mistakes. We can't keep shooting ourselves in the foot. It has to stop Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. Jaden Daniels, terrible interception in the red zone. And then he drops the ball. And Bill dropped the ball. And I talked about it earlier. This team is -3 in turnover differential. -3. They have given the ball away 6 times this year. It has to stop. They have to play clean football. That's your second key to victory. Third key is the key to the safe where you keep all your cash. If you're going to cash in and win this game, Frank, Washington needs to do what they did last year in most of their victories. This team is at their best when Cliff Kingsbury can take his ginormous playbook of 500 pages and fully open it. How does he fully open it? By taking a 2-score lead, a 10-point lead, a 9-point lead. Anything more than an 8-point lead is the definition of a 2-score lead in the National Football League. The third key to victory is to take a 2-score lead. So your three keys are 50% or more conversion rate on third downs. Go win the turnover battle in their house and take a 2-score lead. Pathway to success. I think we have to find a way to get more sacks than the Dallas Cowboys. Get Dak Prescott off of his spot. Force him to do what Caleb had to do, which is kind of throw on the move at times. I think that's when you can force him into a turnover. You know he's going to be looking for CeeDee Lamb on third downs. I think we have to double CeeDee Lamb on third downs. That is their go-to guy. Like you talked about with McLaurin, Lamb will run any kind of route on third downs. He'll line up outside. He'll line up inside. Heck, they had him in the backfield one time.
Jet sweep.
Yeah, and then threw it to him. So you have to key in on CeeDee Lamb on third downs. We're not going to win this game unless we can rush for 100 yards, and I think we have to continue the trend. Now 15-4 overall when Jaden Daniels runs for 34 or more yards. His legs are his biggest X factor, and for the love of God, give me a first quarter drive that ends in points.
Yeah.
I've seen 45 minutes of first quarters and 0 points on the board in the last 3 games. I mean, it's been a nightmare. A nightmare.
By the way,
it started with the Falcons. It continued against the Chargers. Luckily, we won. But it was the reason we lost to the Chicago Bears.
So you're now up to 7 keys.
No, I got 3 keys. After that, that's the pathway to success. See, Frank, I've got you walking down the pathway to success here. My official prediction, I've been saying all day long, Sunday will be a race to 35 points.
Wow.
Washington will win on the road, their second road win of the season, 35-31. 35-31.
Wow.
Defense will need to get a stop. They will have to find a way to force at least one punt in this game.
So I'm going to predict Commanders 31-27. And Dallas will have to drive the field late, behind, and be unable to do it. And they will be in agony as the clock expires on their home field.
I like to give out the MIPS, Frank. Most important players for the Commanders to win.
Well, I think I'm going to say the receiving core has to be better.
Yep.
So that's a collective.
A collective of groups.
But, you know, Bobby Wagner has to have a great game.
Same with Frankie Louvu.
Yeah.
I could not stand how bad he was in coverage last week.
The two of them need to have big-time games. But Wagner's been, I think, kind of quiet.
Yeah, he's still leading this team in tackles, but you're seeing other teams expose him more.
Yep.
And get him one-on-one with tight ends and running backs. It hasn't been good enough. I do think our defense, we've shown, we're 6 games into this season and a season and a half into the Dan Quinn era. They are at their best when they blitz. They've got to, because we can't just send 4 guys. It's not good enough.
Right.
We don't have that, you know, Trey Hendrickson, Miles Garrett, Von Miller's old.
Fowler.
Right? He's gone. He's in
that's
Dallas.
That's my point. They should have kept him.
So we need to send an extra guy. And I think you have to blitz early in this game and try to get into Dak's mind.
You got to use an exotic blitz. Maybe send a cornerback,
right,
or something like that that Prescott has not seen on film, and speed him up. He's very human if he's sped up.
No, I'm with you there, Stubb. Do you want to chime in with an official prediction?
I really do. The race to 35, I think, tracks perfectly with the way that both of these teams look. I'm going to say Washington takes it, though, in like a 38-34 kind of game right now. I think this is going to smash the over. I expect to see 70 points.
Yeah. I mean, it's just 2 offenses that have moved the ball down the field and 2 defenses that cannot get off the field. For the love of God, they cannot create a turnover. I mean, Mikey Sanders still dropped a big one against the Bears. What was it? Bijan Robinson, the first drive of the game, he fumbles the ball, and we don't recover it. I mean, that just drives me nuts, especially because we then lose a game 2 weeks later because our quarterback fumbled and we did not recover it. So we got to find a way to create a turnover. And I think our defense will or will get maybe one fourth down stop. This is going to come down to the offense playing a full 60 minutes of clean football, right? And also limit the penalties. That could really change the outcome in this game as well.
And that, by the way, that worries me. Dallas is the kind of environment, unfortunately, down there in that huge stadium where maybe the Commanders get a little jumpy and they can't afford to have illegal procedures or
right.
or edge rushers jumping off sides.
Well, the thing about last week against Chicago, they had a key defensive stop they needed. Chicago was starting the drive from inside their 20, and they were faced with a 3rd and 10. But yep. Washington had a defensive holding, which gave them an automatic first down.
New life.
And then that drive went on to be successful and end with either a touchdown or a field goal. So defense has got to find a way to get off the field. I am looking forward to this coaching matchup. Brian Schottenheimer Jr., right, getting his opportunity after the offensive coordinator role in Dallas to be the head coach. Dan Quinn was the defensive coordinator, right? So both these guys have gotten pay raises from the last time they were working together. It's going to be a decent matchup there. But obviously the big news today, Dan Quinn confirming, no Terry McLaurin. He's been talking about next man up all season long. I'm sick and tired of it. But we're going to need that next man up, and I'm hoping that it's Luke McCaffrey. I'm really hoping that's Luke McCaffrey.
He could do it. He's sneaky good.
He's getting better the more minutes and snaps they give him. And if we're going to see Chris Moore more, I need to see him drop the ball less.
Yeah.
I mean, two big drops last week. I know he had the insane like touchdown catch by Jaden Daniels, but the drops are killers. So I'm looking forward to this. I mean, it's a rivalry for me. It means a lot because I just hate Dallas. You know what I hate the most? It's the damn Star. I can't stand the Star. And the fact they call themselves America's team.
See, that's the...
It's been 30 years, Jerry.
That's arrogance, and it's unwarranted.
The it Star?
Just, yeah, the Star is...
Yeah, it's stupid.
And listen, it's a franchise that's living on the past. You know, Drew.
Well, you could say the same thing about us.
But at least last year the Skins made it to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah,
Dallas hadn't been near that.
Right.
And let's face it, Jerry has been making mistakes left and right. And he's hurt the team.
Yeah, but it's going to be a great quarterback duel because Dak Prescott's at an MVP level, and the Commanders have last year's NFL Rookie of the Year in Jaden Daniels, who, for the first time his sophomore season, is going to play 3 weeks in a row, which means hopefully you can unleash him, right? And he's got his rhythm, he's got his timing back, and he's due for a big game against the Cowboys because last year they blindsided us and they won because of a mixed extra point. And then the next game against Dallas, we took Jaden out, and Mariota went on to win it. So I'm looking forward to JD5 having a massive game on the road against the Dallas Cowboys. Like I said, 35-31 is my official prediction. Grant Danny, drive you home on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.